business.
E-commerce logistics. Formula races. When it comes to delivery, Chinese tech titans take divergent routes.
In 2019, Richard Liu told couriers working for JD.com that the Chinese e-commerce giant he founded would cancel their base pay after a 2.8 billion yuan or $438 million loss the previous year, its 12th consecutive one in the red. Riders would make only a commission on deliveries. If the company did not cut back on spending, Mr. Liu warned, it would go bust in 2 years. Far from collapsing, 2 years on, JD Logistics, JD.com's delivery division, is on a roll, fueled by a boom in Chinese e-commerce. Its parent company's revenues jumped by 39% year-on-year in the first quarter to 203 billion yuan. On May the 26th, Pinduoduo, an upstart rival that also offers customers delivery by JD Logistics couriers, reported quarterly sales of 22 billion yuan, 239% higher than a year ago. The State Post Bureau expects logistics companies to deliver more than 100 billion parcels this year, twice as many as in 2018. Overall spending on logistics in China is projected to hit 16 trillion yuan in 2021 and surpass 19 trillion yuan by 2025. That would make it the world's largest market. Domestic and foreign investors have been pouring money into the industry, say lawyers working on deals involving such businesses. JD Logistics has attracted investments from big private equity groups such as Sequoia China and Hillhouse Capital. The market buzz around the firm is as frenetic as the pace at which its 190,000 workers fulfill and ferry orders. On May the 21st, it raised $3.2 billion in Hong Kong's second largest initial public offering this year. Its shares are scheduled to begin trading on May the 28th. The company's backers are betting that its Amazon-like approach of creating a fully integrated delivery network has more mileage than a similar offering from SF Express, a stodgier incumbent similar to FedEx or a rival model championed by Alibaba, which has plumped for a more distributed system. JD Logistics is the only large Chinese delivery service to grow out of an e-commerce parent. It became a separate entity from JD.com in 2017, in part so that it could take orders from other online retailers. It still delivers the bulk of JD.com's packages, but a large chunk of its revenues now comes from orders outside the group. By owning much of its technology, lorries and warehouses, and directly employing staff, the firm has been able to ensure faster delivery times while monitoring quality. It operates China's largest integrated logistics system, covering a goods' entire journey and including a fully autonomous fulfillment center in Shanghai and driverless vehicles. The system can also flip into reverse, sending customer feedback to product designers that JD Logistics claims helps it produce better products and bolster brands.